over that.
We're PG, Dad.
But
he's
just getting to me so.
Welcome to Hoop Chuck Basketball Podcast, where it's all about raising your game. So your coach won't think you're lame. And now your host, Moses and Troy Horn.
What is up, everybody? Good Monday morning.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something, but never mind.
Wait, what do you think I was going to say?
There's a YouTube channel that goes, Good Mythical Morning.
Oh.
I thought you were going to say that.
But so now we can't play this episode because they're probably going to come after us with copyright. Thanks.
Yep. Just blur that out.
I'm just kidding. No, I don't think anyone really cares. But good Monday morning.
Yes.
You think I'm going to say it that time?
No.
Okay. Cool. So how was your weekend? How was everything?
Good.
Yeah, so what happened this weekend for you?
Tournaments.
You had some good tournaments, had some good games, and you played a pretty high level team with the Billups team that you play with, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what else? Had some you guys got a little spirited. I kind of like that.
On what?
With the Billups against the Colorado Hawks.
Oh yeah.
You guys got a little into, got a little like energy and like yeah. I love the way Yeah. Did you like that?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Why are you so quiet?
I don't know. I'm just waiting for the podcast.
I mean,
waiting for us to get to the subject.
Okay. Well. Okay. So you don't want to have any small talk. Okay. Great.
I don't have any small
talk. Go ahead. What is the subject?
I go straight to the point.
Okay. Go straight to the point then. What is it?
Believe you're successful before you're successful.
Okay.
Well, that's what we're talking about this podcast.
Believe you're successful before you're successful. What do you have to say about this? We're here. We're at the point. Straight to the point. Like,
I mean, I feel like this is something you should use because Michael Jordan used it. I'm pretty sure Muhammad Ali used it.
Mm-hmm. You look like you're asking a question.
No.
Oh. So Muhammad Ali. How did Michael Jordan use it?
You know, when he was in college,
when he was
a freshman, he'd say this.
Who tells the story? Like James Worthy tells the story.
James Worthy tells the story of how Michael, he comes in as a freshman and he says, doesn't he say this hall is going to be my hall one day?
He walks in as a freshman. He goes, no, he said, this is my hall. When I come, this is my hall. This is my team. This is my, and like James Worthy was like, who is this high schooler coming in here talking about this is my hall and this is my team and whatever else? And he said, I was like, man, we're going to show him what's up. That's what James Worthy was saying. And then he said, yeah, but about a month into it was his hall. He was like, definitely became the best player, you know, that we had. And why do you think that is? I mean, just talking about, why do you think that is?
I think that plays into visioning.
It plays into all this stuff. But I mean, because here's the thing. It's like, as you're finding out right now, it's like every kid has some level of skill, whether they're a three-point shooter, whether they're great at getting to the basket, whether they're a great ball handler. The thing that really separates you guys is your confidence in yourself, confidence in your game. And what's funny is I think that so many of you guys have had, you know, you guys haven't had a chance, which we're going to try to change, to have games where you just play, where you just go to the playground and play. And you don't have a coach saying, that's a bad shot, or you need to stop dribbling, or move the ball, or whatever. Like, you guys, I think this generation of basketball players comes up with so much instruction that you guys actually start to believe it. You know, you start to believe, hey, a three-pointer is a bad shot. And it's not a bad shot. Because what are bad shots?
Missed shots.
Any shot that doesn't go in, that's a bad shot. No matter what your coach or anybody else says, I know they're going to come at me, but it's like, look, if you are down under the basket and you miss a shot, that's a bad shot. If you're at half court, you throw it up and you make the shot.
Like LaMelo Ball, he threw it up and he was like, oh my God, yeah, he can shoot. That was shoot
shot.
That all day.
Any shot, I mean, like for instance, the reason why it gets me all this bad shot, good shot stuff is because even with the man of the league there, what's his name? Steph Curry, right?
Oh, wow. He said man of the league.
Well, yeah,
I thought he was talking about LeBron,
The other one.
But
what did Steve Kerr say? Steve Kerr, three-point shooter himself. What did he say he would say most of the time that Steph would pull up when he first got there?
That's a bad shot.
Bad shot. He was saying that's a bad shot to Steph Curry.
Most of you guys, if you follow Steph Curry, you saw the highlight when he dribbles between Clippers defenders and then steps back and shoots a three. And there's a Stephen Kerr reaction where he's like, he like looks at it, looks at the shot, and he's so disappointed. And then it goes in, and he's even more disappointed.
Right, because it's like parents and kids, we have to change the mentality that threes are a bad shot. The Warriors are killing teams with three-pointers. So three-pointers aren't a bad shot. Any shot that goes in is a good shot. You don't have to agree with me.
Quote him
I agree
on
with
that.
Myself. You can quote me on that. Any shot that goes in, I bet your coach wouldn't say anytime you hit two or three threes from half court in a row or three from NBA, if you hit three shots from NBA in a row, I bet he wouldn't say that's a bad shot. Right?
Right.
Well, I mean, you've had this experience where, you know, when we first started playing stuff and people would say, hey, don't shoot that, it's a bad shot. But then you started making the threes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what do they say?
Keep shooting.
Exactly. Why? It's the same shot. It's the same shot. So let's go back to the thing of believing you can do it before you can do it. The reason why I think this is a very important thing to talk about is because, one, people are hating on my man, LaVar Ball. I'm going to call this thing LaVar Ball, believe it before you achieve it.
Are you really?
I really
are
am.
Are we really going
yes,
to?
Yes, oh, we are. Because LaVar
goodness.
Is my dude.
Oh,
and
my
dudes
goodness.
Are hating on my dude. I just, you know why? You know why I like LaVar?
Why?
Because he is 100% believe it before you achieve it kind of person. Now, a lot of people go, he's too loud and he's trying to make money off of his kids.
I'm, like, I'm not dogging LaVar.
I know. But I mean,
I'm not against LaVar Ball. I'm just saying, are we really going to call the episode
yeah,
that?
Yeah, man. Yeah,
oh,
man.
My goodness.
Because that is my dude right there. It's like they say he is exploiting his children. I'm sorry. But I want to know how this man is exploiting his children. I don't know how many kids, even some of the NBA, some NBA player on the Lakers, I forget who it was, because let's be honest.
Oh, wow.
Nobody really knows who the
Lakers Nobody
are.
Knows who the Lakers are.
But anyway, he was like, man, I wish I had a dad like that. And that was the realest moment I'd ever seen.
Oh, my goodness. I think
you know
it was like, yes, I remember that. Oh,
it was like Julius
man.
Randle or someone.
Julius, I don't know if it was Julius.
It was one of the Lakers, but he was like, I wish I had a dad like that. And that was a realist moment. This man believes in his kids so much, he doesn't care who's watching. He will tell you, my kid is the best player on the team. And you know what's great about that? Because everybody else, I know people don't believe this, but everybody else that's on the team that's supposedly humble, they believe the exact same thing. Remember that little quote about Kyle Kuzman?
Mm-hmm.
He said, who's the best player on the team? He said, me. Mm-hmm. Right? You hear Steve Kerr? You hear the Steve Kerr quote? They asked Steve Kerr, who would you say is the best player on the Warriors? You know what Steve Kerr said?
Me?
Me.
Whoa.
Yes. And if you are on the court, you shouldn't believe anybody else is better than you.
Like Why Steve would, Kerr. Like
Steve Kerr.
As a coach.
As a coach said, I'm the best player on the Warriors. That's what it is. If you're stepping out there thinking, ooh, you know, that guy, he's better. Whether he is or not. Remember we had that interview with Boykins, Earl Boykins, right?
Mm-hmm.
What did he say? Every night I step on the floor,
I was going to be the best.
I believed I was the best. I don't care if it was Michael Jordan. I don't care if it's LeBron James. I don't care if it was Kobe Bryant, Allen Iverson. I was like, tonight I am the best player on the floor. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
So this is what I'm talking about. Believe it before. People get so caught up in the qualifiers. Like, they're like, before Lonzo got drafted, right?
Right.
They say, he can't be drafted. He hasn't done this. He hasn't done that. He hasn't done this. Then he got drafted. Well, now he doesn't have enough triple-doubles. And then he got all those triple-doubles, and he's leading the league in, like, so many stats as a rookie point guard. Well, he doesn't. People are going to do wells for your entire life. Entire life. That's why you see that little thing where they had a hot mic on LeBron talking to Lonzo.
No.
Yeah. Well, LeBron was
like,
after the game.
He's like, don't listen.
He's like, stay. Yeah. He goes, stay locked in and forget all the media stuff because it's just noise.
So I heard of that.
Yeah. Because it's like all these people are gonna come. Listen, kids. Listen, kiddies. All these people are gonna come up with about reasons about why you can't believe in yourself. And you know what? I'm going to call him out. You know why they do that? because they don't believe in themselves. Yeah, I said it. I said it. That's why. Anytime, you know why? Because think about this. Out there on the floor, he's like, oh, you can't see him, but his face is like, whoa. But it's true. Think about it this way. Okay, I've been a successful musician, and when I finally got to like being on Broadway, which is like a big thing, people, you know what? Nobody behind the stage in the Broadway theater is thinking anybody is bad or anyone is better because they believe they're great. At a higher level, it is expected that you think you're the greatest, because if you're not on the floor thinking I'm the best, like I'm the best at whatever I'm gonna do, you don't deserve to be out there. What did Michael Jordan say to the guys that they got on the when they got on the plane when they were going to the NBA Finals? What did he say?
If you don't believe we're gonna win,
get your ass off the bus.
It's PG.
But remember that
we're PG, Dad.
But jeez. It's just getting to me so much. I know a lot of stuff gets to me, but it's just like,
but can we? Oh my goodness.
Because it's like we have to stop telling kids, oh, well, you're not going to be 7'1", so you can't play in the NBA, or you're not fast enough, or you don't have a strong enough jump, or you don't. Look, they are 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, whatever.
Look, I'm sorry if you're a kid watching this.
But we need to stop with the qualifiers. Because guess what? Somebody's got to make it. As Russell Wilson's dad said, somebody's got to make it, Russell. Somebody's got to win the Super Bowl. Why not you?
Super right? Bowl?
Yes, when he won the Super Bowl, right before he
won
the Super Bowl.
Oh, Russell Wilson.
That's what I said, Russell Wilson.
I thought you said, sorry.
Somebody's got to win the Super Bowl, Russell. Why not you? And that's what I'm going to challenge you. So let's talk about a few other people that believed it before they achieved it. Muhammad Ali. This man came into the ring saying, I am the greatest. And everyone was like, the same thing they did to LeVar, they did to him. Y'all may be too young to remember this, but they were like, who does this guy think he is? He's not the greatest. Sonny Liston has this. Sonny Liston has that. Sonny Liston does this. Sonny Liston's so much bigger. He's going to knock. You can Google people before the fight. He's going to knock them out in one. Sonny in one. Nobody's saying Muhammad Ali, right? Muhammad Ali, because he said, I am the greatest, knocks him out. And they're like, oh, people are hating. You're conceited. It's like, no. You know, some people can believe in themselves outwardly. And if you have a problem with it, maybe the problem has more to do with you than it does with the person. Truth. Because let me ask you a question. You think Denzel or Oprah would have any problem with someone saying, I'm the greatest talk show host? You think Oprah would have a problem with someone saying, I'm the greatest talk show host on the planet?
No.
No. Why? Because it doesn't matter. She's got what she's comfortable enough in herself that it's like, that's why you don't ever see any people out there downing people who say I'm the greatest. You know, you see
who?
People who aren't, like Charles Barkley.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I'm going
really?
All in.
You are, because, oh my goodness.
Because what did Charles say? He's like, LeVar is a horrible dad. You know what? Charles has how many rings?
Wow, we're
going
to go.
We're going there. We're going there. Yes.
We're going there.
Yeah, it's a big mound of rebound. It's like, there's so many places. I'm not going to go all the way all in on Charles. But it's like, why do you have a problem with someone being successful? Because you didn't get what you're hoping they don't get. That's why. That's what it is.
Oh,
when even
goodness.
Someone's hating, they're like,
really?
I didn't get what he's got, so now I'm going to hate. I'm just trying to keep it real.
I feel like, I don't know. I feel like it's going to.
Let me ask you.
I feel like if Charles ever sees this.
I'm telling you right now. I don't care. Charles went on my bad side when he started coming after
me.
Here
we go.
I don't care. That's a confidence right there.
It's
kind of
like, I can't just let him go anymore. Like,
let him go.
Like, earlier in the podcast, I could just let him talk, but I have to keep him on restraints.
Hey, you know, I'm getting, you know, getting a little older my age. It's like, I don't care. I don't care anymore. I was going to say something else, but you said it was a PG show, so I'm not.
Yeah. Anyway, it's a PG show.
So who else did they hate when he said, I'm the best? Starts with Obi, rhymes with Obi Ryant.
Kobe.
Yes. Well, you had to guess
Kobe
on that one.
No, I didn't.
Okay, so what about with Kobe? What, remember the Kobe sucks? Remember all those chants?
Yeah.
Where you remember?
Yes,
didn't,
I,
you
I saw that. I saw that video.
Right. And how many air balls did Kobe shoot in his first game? Four air balls.
Not his first game.
Well,
it wasn't his first game. It was like a playoff game where he actually had a chance to win it four times.
And he shot.
And he airballed four times.
Did he apologize after shooting airball?
No.
No. But what did oh my gosh, the GM at the time.
What about Shaq?
No, help me out.
Wait.
Hold on. The GM at the time, seeing his face, I can't think.
Jerry West.
Thank you. What did Jerry West say about that when everyone's like, at the post game interview, what do you think about the young man shooting four air balls?
Well, he thought he was great because he wants a player that's fearless.
All these coaches want players that are fearless. They don't want mice out there. They don't want guys that are like really nice and going, hey, here's a pass. Oh, hey, well, let's walk it down. Let's make sure everyone's comfortable. And now we're going to pass. Oh, that was a great steal. Good job, buddy. They don't want that. They don't. Am I wrong?
No,
I'm not. They want guys who are like, what did Kobe say when he was facing at Michael Jordan?
I'm going to destroy him.
Kobe Bryant was looking across the field.
But you know who else?
No. But he came on the floor. What did he say? He said, and there's an article. We should probably find it and link it in the show notes.
You know what?
He said, I am going to destroy this dude. Kobe Bryant was looking at Michael Jordan, a guy I'm sure he thought was great. He looked at him. He said, he's thinking to himself, I'm going to destroy Michael Jordan today. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What were you going to say?
I feel like... I forgot my train of thought. Oh yeah, you know who else? Hated on somebody, but I don't think he hasn't. I mean, if you're gonna go all in, I'll go all in.
Go ahead.
But I don't think he hasn't gotten what he wanted.
Who?
Shaq.
Going in on who?
Well, he's gone in on Kobe.
Yeah, but what's the story with that? What's the score? Kobe versus Shaq. What's the score? Yeah, exactly. Go ahead. Next. I'm just
JaVale
McGee?
Yeah.
He went on who?
He went on him. Remember that big social thing?
Oh no, he was calling, here's the thing. Shaq was joking around with JaVale McGee and he actually likes the guy. That's why he was being hard on him. You know this. We had this talk.
Yes, I know, but
I'm JaVale was like, he hurt my feelings. And then this dude, we're going off topic. This dude had his mom come on social media to defend him.
That was interesting.
That's like, dude, I'm sorry. But, okay, we're not even going on that. Anyways.
Yeah, I know. You're gonna. I know what you're going to say next.
What? What was I going to say?
Well, it's PG.
Okay, then I'll say. It's like, dude, my mommy said, you're a mean guy and she's going to take it to you, buddy. It's like, what the? Anyways, so we had Kobe. We have Jordan, who believes in himself before Kobe did it. Muhammad Ali does it. Steve Kerr. Mm-hmm. Anybody else?
I'm sure.
No idea.
Oh, LeBron.
LeBron. Yes, what did he say in the press conference?
He said, I'm the greatest.
I'm the best NBA player in the league right now. And it was like, oh my gosh, how conceited. He has no humbleness. He's so out there. But guess what? He is. Am I wrong? Everybody's like, if anybody in the NBA were to ask you who is the best player in the league right now, if they were being honest and not hating, they would have to say LeBron James. They might go and try to hate and say something like, even Kobe said, I would love to have, if in my prime, I would love to play with LeBron.
That would have been nasty.
That would have been super nasty.
I mean, like the Olympics, like when they're throwing lobs to each other and boom.
But here's what I want to say, you know, as we kind of, I don't even know where we, as we wrap this up, it's like, look, guys, here's the main thing that I want you guys to get from this. Parents, kids, and everything.
When you're a PG show, don't curse.
No, stop needing to have some kind of successful whatever before you believe you're successful. Right?
Right.
How many people believe they were great before they were deemed great by the world? Pretty much everybody.
Serena Williams' dad.
Thank you. He said, I'm raising the best tennis players in the world. And guess what? Now they are. You've got to believe it before you achieve it. You got to see it before everybody. And the minute you hear anybody saying, no, you're not, no, you can't, no, you, I, let me bring out my stat sheet. That means nothing. Let me bring out my stat
sheet.
I was talking about on how you can't do whatever.
Because your stat sheet on what?
On how you, how it's impossible for you to do something.
Oh, okay, okay. Because I was going to say, if you're bringing up, like, people that have a lot of stats, you know, your argument.
No, my argument is, like, it's like, if you can see it in your mind, you can do it. There's a guy right now who is just, like, killing the league. He got just getting ready to come back and kill the league last year. 5'10". Used to play for the Celtics, now plays for the Cavs. Isaiah Thomas.
Oh, yeah, Isaiah. I thought you were going to say something else.
No, Isaiah Thomas. This dude, I am sure, heard so many times, you're too small to play. You don't have this. You can't have that. Nobody in 5, 10, or 11.
Wait, fun fact. Did you know Isaiah Thomas was named Isaiah Thomas from a bet? His dad bet.
His dad bet what?
If the Detroit Pistons won against the L.A. Lakers.
Mm-hmm. He would have to name
himself. The year that they lost, they won, he would have to name his child Isaiah Thomas. And he was feeling pretty confident because last time they faced up against the Lakers, Kareem hit the game-winning free throws.
Right.
But then they beat him, and he was like, oh, well, here we go.
But hey, look what it all worked out, right?
Mm-hmm.
It all worked out. But here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen, listening to ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, listening to this podcast. Don't listen to anybody that says that you can't do what you want to do. Don't be disrespectful. We just say, look, I can't talk. If you talk to someone, as Tupac Shakur says, guard your heart, protect your dreams, and be mindful of the... Ooh, I messed that up. Be mindful of your actions or something like that. Anyways, basically, you don't have to tell everybody your dreams. You don't have to. You can keep them to yourself. But the main thing you have to do is believe in yourself. Be confident in yourself. Don't go into, you know how many people make it to college? You know how many people get to play in high school? You know how many people make it to the NBA? You know how, it's like, I don't need to know because that has nothing to do with me. That has nothing to do with you. That has nothing to do with anybody. You do the work. You make sure you get to wherever you need to be, whether it's speed, making buckets, whether it's, you know, getting rebounds. You set your own goals. And you trust, as they say, trust that process of believing in yourself and making yourself better. And forget the rest. Leave the rest to everybody else. You know what I love? You know, as we close, you know why I love it when people say, you know, the odds of people making it to this are really slim? You know why I love that?
Why?
Because somebody, because the other 98% of the people out there are going to believe it. So that leaves the 2% that don't believe it, those are the ones that get to go to the league. Right?
Right.
Right. So hopefully we inspired another 0.5% to believe it, so we can see more people in the league, right? When you get there. That's right, I said it. When he gets there, we need some of y'all to be there too. So anyways, this has been so much fun. Have you had a good time?
Yes.
Believe it before you achieve it. We will see you guys in the next episode.
Yes.
Of Hoop Chalk Basketball Podcast. A leg up.
Next up, is Michael Jordan overrated? I know I said it. I said it. We're going all out this episode, so I just wanted to put that out there. Anyway, see you on the next podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Hoop Chalk Basketball Podcast at hoopchalk.com.